Mr. President.
Well, what's the evening report?
Well, we looks like our little campaign, your campaign, or your pressure on Arthur Burns worked.
Oh, I noticed, yeah.
Dropped the discount rate today, which should be, that should do something for these business folks. Market dropped off again.
How much this time?
11 points.
What did it drop yesterday?
Yesterday was about even, I think.
Yesterday.
It's been steady for a couple of days, I think.
It dropped 11 points today. How many shares?
13 million. Yesterday was a very light day, and of course 13 million is a light day.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
What'd they say the trouble was today?
I haven't been able to...
Uncertainty about phase two or something?
No, I haven't been able to get a reading today, Mr. President. I just...
The business fellows really are their culprit, this whole deal.
Completely.
That much.
And it's an...
And we're not going to worry about them.
No, because I think the consumer...
Well, maybe. We'll rest in it. But the business guys have got to start investing. You know, they create jobs.
Absolutely. Well, this drop in the discount rate could be very significant. I was told by Dan Hofgren, who's been working on this for me, organizing some pressure on Burns, that this was a very, very bullish thing. Everybody reacted to this very excitedly today because it's kind of a signal to them that the price of money...
It was after the market closed.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was after the market closed. Just trying to see if I don't... I know it was after the market closed. I don't have the wire on it, but I'm sure it was.
But it was 4 o'clock.
Right. But that's a very good sign.
Well, on the market thing, there's a goddamn thing you can say. It's just one of those things.
Well, it's interesting that all of the smart people, all of the people on Wall Street whose judgment I respect from time to time, have told me that it was going to go through this kind of a ringer. I didn't believe them. I suppose they didn't want to believe them. It would go through this kind of a ringer in the first couple of weeks in November. And that about November 15th, they figured a big... starting up a big steady movement. And, a lot of people getting liquid for that. So it...
you never know until it could be the manipulation of the smart money guys. You know, they know how to run the market.
Oh, the big guys know how to get it down to where they want it when they start their buying. And if they figure that there's a sustained growth coming next year, which every damn economist said.
They seem to say it, except for our friend Newsweek. Elliot,
Janeway. Oh, well, Janeway's not everybody knows he's not. I don't think he's taken very seriously. But all the respected ones, including our Democratic friends, Walter Heller, who praised the decision of the pay board. Said
did
that
he?
This, yes, sir. And said that this was, he issued a very good statement yesterday.
You know, in view of that, what the Christ is the matter with the market or the pay board? What in the hell is the matter with them?
It's,
can't figure this out.
No, it's, unless it's what they told us, which, as I say, the president of Eastman Dillon is a sharp, tough Irishman who worked his way up the hard way.
Yeah.
Guy I know well. And he said, this was 3 weeks ago. He said, don't worry about it. He said, it's going to go through this process. The prices have been too high. It's going to adjust back. You know, the market reflects inflation and anticipates inflation.
Well, then they know that maybe they're reflecting the fact that inflation is down.
Well, exactly. And you're not going to have the inflationary growth in the market if you have a real growth.
The pay bar thing still standing up?
We're working hard at it, Mr. President. The regulations that we had drafted, labor, of course, likes them. And we'll keep labor in mind, but we're having a little trouble now with the business and the public side as we did before. But I just was talking to Rumsfeld.
What do you think of the regulations? You for them?
Open. Well, he's completely for it. Schultz, Rumsfeld, and I met this morning. We
all right, if you're for them, then sell them.
That's what he's trying to do. Schultz.
But not as a defeat. But as a, you know, we can't make it appear as if it caved into labor. That'd be rough.
No, it doesn't. It's very cleverly written. Some of us put our old corporate law heads back on it.
Right.
They're written in such a way that what it appears
right.
is you're just trying to achieve equity. And so it's not a cave-in at all. The only thing is, they'll be hassling in there tomorrow. We just
right.
need to keep
What's
our...
What's new in the political front anywhere?
Well, I think I think the Kennedy thing is what has me fascinated at the moment.
Right.
The way in which he's trying to, in every way obvious, step to the front. By the way, Fitzsimmons told me that interesting. He was in my office, I guess Monday night, after hours, we were talking. He said, by the way, he said, he was commenting on Teddy, and he thought that Teddy was moving very fast. He said, by the way, you know, you fellows don't know half the story of Ted Kennedy. And I said, really? And he said, oh, I have more on him than you fellows ever dreamt of. Really? And I said, oh, that's, how do we get it? And he said, well, just give me an investigator. He said, I'll give you everything we got. He said, I keep trying to tell you that I'm four-year man. And he said, I'll give you the works. He said, it's going to mean a trip to Las Vegas. He said, fine. So we've got a guy pursuing it. You know, I never thought of that, but obviously
they would watch him. They would. Get that man. They're going to do him.
Oh, God. They've kept, apparently, they've really kept book on it.
They got to put the investigator out.
I have. They're going to be meeting one day next week. The people that Fitz was lining him up with are out of the country. But of course, if you follow
come in. Come in, Julie.
Yeah. If you follow the Sinlinger theory, it doesn't matter whether the economy's healthy. He said, that doesn't matter a damn. He said, I can prove to you that it doesn't. He went through all of his charts. He's got a fantastic chart. He said, it's just whether they think that the president is trying to do something. I said, if they do, and right now they do, although there's a little wait and see in there. If they think they do, if they think he is, that's what they care about.
Right.
And from that standpoint, we're not as concerned as to how it does as we are how your posture is.
Right.
It's
about okay.
But we'll get through tomorrow, and if we can hold that one together, I think it's a good road ahead, Mr. President.
Good.
Thank you, sir.